Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and this is your show all about current events, open discussion on entertainment news, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. All right, guys, today I want to talk to you about T.I. and Tiny, his girlfriend, or fiance, I assume. I think they were engaged at one time, but at any rate, they're expecting another child together. Cottle, who is 32, that's Tamika Tiny Cottle of the 90s R&B group Xscape, recently posted the news that the couple are expecting a baby boy on her personal MySpace page, which has garnered many congratulatory comments from friends and fans. So congratulations to Tiny and T.I. They're expecting their second child together. Their son, King Harris, is 3 years old. So they already have a son that's three. And it looks like this is T.I.'s fifth child. It's their second one together, but it's his fifth child. So congratulations to them. Britney Spears is tested negative for drugs and alcohol in her system. So that's good news. Guys, you know, I've been reporting that Britney's kind of wilding out right now. She... you know, she shaved her head and the kids, she was getting into so much trouble that her kids were, custody was given to her ex-husband. So now she has been in like a rehab and she's tested negative for drugs and alcohol. So maybe she's on the right track now, headed in the right direction. So that's a good thing. Good luck, for Britney Spears. And I just want to let you know also that now, CBS is saying that there's a new AM look for affiliates. So CBS News is reporting that asking dozens of its affiliates to take a leap of faith in the morning. The network relaunches the early show Monday with a new set, a new leader, and an end to the blended format where some 43 stations covering 20% of the country ditched much of the national feed for its own local programming. With the changes, CBS News executives believe they will finally have a shot at the titanic task of challenging the morning news leaders of NBC's Today Show and ABC's Good Morning America. So CBS is trying to, you know, get on the boat because the Today Show and Good Morning America, so far the early show has not been able to really compete with them. So that's what's going on with CBS. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Remember, you can give me a call here at 347-215-8667. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here on Blog Talk Radio. And just also want to let you know that I have rescheduled the show with Camille, the hip-hop artist, C-A-M-I-L. He will be on our show Friday, 9:30 a.m., on right here on Mental Note. So be sure to tune in for that. It's definitely going to be a hot show, so be sure to tune in, guys. And thanks for listening. I will be right back with more of your current events, entertainment news, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more right here at Blog Talk Radio. I'll be right back.
Good evening. This is Lady A on the pirate radio station called Sex After Dark. I've just received the latest eclectic promo, which is called 911, featuring Mary J. Blige. Do I make you horny?
Yo, what up? This Y Clef with Mary J. Girls with my acoustic guitars. You know what I'm saying? Yo, fellas having problems with the chicks. I want you right now to turn the lights down low. Pull your girl up next to you. I want you to sing.
When Steph comes to me tonight, girl, I want you to know that I love you. And no matter how tough I would have dared, only to you I would reveal my tears. You tell the police I ain't home tonight. Messing around with you is gonna give me life. But when I look into your eyes, that my mom used to warn me about, man, I'm in trouble. I'm in real big trouble. If this is the kind of love that the old folks used to warn me about, man, I'm in trouble. I'm in real big trouble. I need y'all to do me a favor. Someone please call 911.
Pick up the phone, yo.
Tell them I just been shot down. And the bullet in my heart, and it's piercing through my soul.
I'm losing blood, y'all.
Feel my body getting cold.
All right, guys, I'm back. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mental Note, Current Events. It's your open discussion on entertainment news, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. I want to talk about celebrities that are breaking up, guys. Splitsville for celebrities. Looks like love is on the rocks. Hollywood style, baby, Hollywood style. The Australian couple have simply grown apart. Natalie Imbruglia and Daniel Johns divorcing after 4 years after living on different sides of the world. Looks like she's based in London and he's based in Australia. So after 4 years of marriage, the torn singer is leaving her husband. Natalie Imbruglia, I can hardly pronounce her name, but at any rate, she's a singer. And her husband is a rock star, Australian rock star, Daniel Johns. According to a statement made by the couple, they just grew apart, simply grown apart after living on different continents. Okay. Divorce still alive for Pam Anderson. First, Pam Anderson and Rick Solomon were getting a divorce. Then, for a while, they weren't. Now it seems that the Rocky couple is indeed going ahead for their split. So what is this, Pam's third marriage, second or third marriage? Anyway, so she's she's getting another divorce. Spears won't escape this deposition, excuse me. The lawyer for Kevin Federline says that Brittany won't be able to wiggle her way out of a deposition next time with an excuse that she's ill. We've got a lot to talk about, he says. So Brittany's still going through her thing. Marilyn Manson. Guys, you know Marilyn Manson, the wears all the makeup. Marilyn Manson will start the new year as a single man as the goth rocker's marriage to model and burlesque dancer Dita Von Teese officially ended, and the two were restored to the status of single persons. So they're getting a divorce. Married star Faustino's divorce finalized. David Faustino, best remembered as the sex star Bud Bundy on Married with Children. You guys remember Bud Bundy, Married with Children, is officially a single man more than a year after filing for divorce. Wow, it took a year to get that done. Sean Penn, Robin Wright divorcing. Penn and Wright, who starred in several movies together, are parents to son Hopper Jack, who's 14, and daughter Dylan Francis, who is 16. They're divorcing after 11 years of marriage and two kids. The actor, director, and his actress wife in 2007 by announcing they're calling it quits. 2008 is the year of new beginnings, guys. The number 8, new beginnings. So looks like 2007 closed the book for a lot of marriages. But, guys, you know, that's not anything unusual. Not this day and time anyway. So, you know, I guess it is what it is, right? It is what it T.I. is. Okay, thanks for listening. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to hit me up, you can call me at 347-215-8667. You can always check me out, myspace.com/purposevision. And you can always leave comments or questions or messages or what have you, and I will respond accordingly because I do appreciate it. And, you know, it's all about communication. Say something to me, I'll say something back. Okay? Thanks for listening. Guys, have more for you here in just a minute. We're going to talk about, you know, celebrity scandals. Who's in trouble? Who's doing what? You know, who's doing who? All that kind of stuff right here on Mental Note. Blog Talk Radio, baby. Stay right where you are.
Featuring my girl, Fox the Gram. Shout the mouth. What up, nigga? What up, nigga? Shout to Mike Rio. Make sure it's our code. Steve Jenkins. Steph. Make sure you ain't there.
You're listening to Mental Note right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and just wanted to let you know that not all celebrity marriages are in Doomsville. Not everybody's breaking up. Some people are actually getting married. What about Eddie Murphy and Tracy Edmonds? They both are on their second marriage. You know, she was married to Babyface, and he was married to that model, Nicole. Well, in a tropical ceremony near Bora Bora, with just 25 guests looking on, right as the new year made it in, actor Eddie Murphy and producer Tracy Edmonds both enter into their second marriage. So congratulations to Eddie Murphy and Tracy Edmonds. Looks like Without a Trace star Sanchez is engaged. Roslyn Sanchez and fellow actor Eric Winter got engaged during a holiday vacation on the island of Vieques, just east of mainland Puerto Rico, and I'm probably not pronouncing Vieques right, but whatever. According to a statement released Tuesday, you guys work with me, okay? Work with me. I'm your girl, Purpose Vision. Work with me. Okay, scores, Heigl wedding picks. Catherine Heigl and Josh Kelly, they got married. It was a private affair, but now the world gets to see the wedding photos because she is featured in OK Magazine. And, you know, Catherine plays on Grey's Anatomy. She's an actor on Grey's Anatomy. She is, what is her name on Grey's Anatomy? I can't remember right now. Izzy. Yeah, she's Izzy on Grey's Anatomy. Right. And I love that show. I can't believe I couldn't remember that. But, yeah, check that out. If you guys don't watch Grey's Anatomy, it is the best. It comes on Thursday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern time, I think it is. So you may want to check your local time or what have you and check out Grey's Anatomy. Did you guys see Desperate Housewives last night, just to talk about that? Because I love Desperate Housewives, too, and finally the writers are not on strike anymore, so it was a new show last night, and it was so a trip. I'm telling you, it was so a trip. So if you guys didn't check that out, you need to start watching Desperate Housewives, too, because I love it. And then also, you know, it's just a good thing that the writers have come back from strike, because I don't know if everybody noticed, but everything was just like reruns. There was nothing on TV, just rerun, and reality TV. I mean, you know, everybody knows reality TV has definitely taken over. This is reality radio here, so it's taken over. And, you know, it's just, it's a good thing, but, you know, sometimes you want to see some make-believe stuff, so some fantasy stuff, you know what I mean. So it's really good that the writers are not on strike anymore. And then, two, just wanted to let you know that on right after Desperate Housewives, there's a new show that comes on called Cashmere Mafia. And it's similar to Sex and the City. I think that's what they're trying to kind of, you know, have it be like is Sex and the City. Although I wasn't really impressed, I watched a little bit of it last night, but it couldn't hold my attention. I don't know. Lucy Liu is on that show, and I like Lucy Liu, but the other women, I don't really know who they are. And to me, it just seemed like they didn't have as much personality as the ladies from Sex and the City. But you know what? That's my opinion, guys, and everyone has one, so, you know. It is what it is, so you may want to check it out. Let me know what you think. You know, maybe you like it. Maybe it's good for you. So you want to check that out Sunday nights, Desperate Housewives. Right after that is Cashmere Mafia, similar to Sex and the City. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. I will be right back with more right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
Maybe I bore you. No, my boy, 'cause I can't afford you. Baby, puppy, Jay-Z would all be better for you. All I could do was love you. Baby, when I used to love you, I'm not afraid to
right, guys, the time now is 9:51 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. We have about 8 minutes left in the show. And you're listening to Mental Note. This is your show all about current events, entertainment news, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. If ever you want to give me a shout-out, you can call me at 347-215-8667. Please be sure to leave comments when you listen to the show. Let me know if you like what you hear or if you want to hear something else. I try to accommodate. I'll do the best I can, guys. This is my expression, my artistic expression. But it's your show, you know. It's for you, so let me know what you think. Guys, Jay-Z is planning on opening hotels, Jay Hotels. Says here, Jay-Z recently stepped down as the head of Def Jam Records, perhaps because he's got a new project, a chain of five-star hotels. Various sources are reporting that he recently paid $66 million for a piece of land in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood in order to create the first of his new Jay Hotels. Jay-Z, born Sean Carter, already has a clothing line, Rockaware, as well as his own bar chain, the 4040 Club. He opened the Las Vegas 4040 Club over New Year's, so this deal seems more secure than some of the others we've seen, such as Nicky Hilton's attempt at the hotel business. Okay. As reported on Luxus, which is a blog, Luxus blog, it's a blog that tells, you know, about how people are spending their money, that sort of thing. So you may want to check that out sometime. It's kind of interesting. Of course, it just depends on what you like. And Betsy Johnson's apartment, a state of the day. Today's home brings up the age-old question, when does a woman outgrow the love of pink everything? If you check out fashion designer Betsy Johnson's New York apartment, the answer seems to be that you can live in Barbie's dream apartment well into your dotage. The aging designer is naturally bouncy and giddy for her age, but still perhaps even she has grown weary of her two-bedroom penthouse. The loft in the Gold Coast area of Fifth Avenue is described in the listing as a lavishly presented confection of 50s Hollywood glamour trimmed in lace, velvet, and gold tassels. Underneath there somewhere is a rather nice apartment with great views and a nice roof deck. It's just hard to see for all of the flounce. It is listed at $3.6 million. The listing pics are pretty small, but Radar has them bigger. So you can go to radar.com and see, check out Betsy Johnson's Pink Palace. She also has a Mexican getaway home, which is available for rent as well. So that may be something to check out, too. I guess if you like all the fluff, it's kind of fly, though, if you like that 50s decor, you know, kind of retro, art deco, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, hot pink and yellow and lime green. Really interesting. But I love this tub, guys. She has, like, this claw foot tub, like a soaking tub. It's huge, and it's so nice, and it's, you know, it's one of those older tubs. I like that, and it looks like, you know, she has a good view and everything, $3.6 million, you know, might want to go and cop that, right? Thanks for tuning in. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember that call-in number is 347-215-8667. Be sure to tune in each and every morning right here, 9:30 a.m., for another dose of Mental Note. You can always check me out, too, on Sunday mornings, 9:30 a.m., for Divine Time. It's your Sunday morning prayer and inspiration right here on Blog Talk Radio, Mental Note, and then also Sunday nights, 6:30 p.m. And, guys, I apologize. The show did not air last night, but normally it's on Sunday nights, 6:30 p.m., Purpose Vision, All Things Real Estate. And remember, you can always go back in the archives if you want to look, if you want to listen to some of the other Purpose Vision shows. I have a show, it was a feature, where I interviewed Cheryl from Green Barner Designs. If you want design tips, you can go and check that show out in the archive. And then I've also did, you know, other shows that give interest rates and different things to do when you're trying to advertise your property, because it's a new year and a lot of people are just now getting ready to put their houses on the market again, because the market was flooded with inventory, and it still is. But a lot of people wanted to wait until the first of the year to start putting their house back on the market. So be sure to tune in Sunday nights at 6:30 p.m. because I definitely will be giving you some good tips on, you know, how to get your house sold relatively quickly so that it does not just sit on the market. It's all about pricing your house correctly, making sure that it's in really good show condition. And when I say really good show condition, clean, fresh, you know, good for a person so that they can come in and imagine their things in your home. And, you know, it's somebody's new home, so you want to make sure that you present it that way, so that they will see it that way. And then, two, just making sure that you get ample amount of exposure and marketing for your property, because a lot of times you hire a realtor and the realtor has to spend their own money to market your property, and a lot of times the realtor does not have the finances to market your property the way that it needs to be marketed, or either they just don't do it. You know what I mean? So if that's the case, then your house is just going to sit. So be sure to tune in Sunday night, 6:30, right here on Blog Talk Radio for Purpose Vision, the show, All Things Real Estate. So thanks for listening, and remember, until we speak again, in all things, peace and love. Have a good day.
Yeah.
This is a message from the mother.
Let's go, girl.
She told me to tell my brother. She loves you. And I do too.
Yes, yes.
Because you're my superstar.
You're my superstar.
You are.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a pretty day. Let's go outside and enjoy it. If you got something else in mind, then I'm all for it. I will take the chance. I will take it. Then we'll go there. Go there. Love isn't something that you earn.
Supreme. As a child, I was told that my love is king. See what it could bring to the lives of those that ain't afraid to give with their souls exposed. Golden rose, you color my reality with balladry, allowing me to love like a child of three. I'm proud to be a superstar.